This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
How's the weather over in Rio today?
It has been a glorious day here in Rio. I must say we're enjoying the summer break from the Australian winter.
Oh, fantastic. Now, look, we, Laura and Duncan have checked in with you before the game started, and they were talking to you about the refugee team. So I thought I'd ask you, first of all, about how they've found the experience over in Rio.
Look, for them, it's been a life-changing experience, as you can imagine. You may remember there's 10 athletes who have joined Rio as part of the refugee team. Mm. Five of them were athletes that then found themselves in refugee camps, and five of them were refugees that went on to become athletes as a result of their time in the refugee camp. So it's really been a very interesting and personal story for each of them. It's actually an Australian who is looking after a swimmer, Sophie Eddington, who's been looking after from a media perspective. And she's really got connected with their personal life stories. In terms of their experience here in Rio, it's been overwhelming, the response from the other countries and the other athletes. They're like rock stars in the village. Everyone really wants to understand their experiences and applaud them for what they've been through to get here.
That's wonderful.
For them, they shared with me a personal story today. I'll share with you.
Yeah.
Some of them had never ridden an elevator, so they got in and said, well, how do we make this work?
Wow.
They'd never seen a beach, so when they went to the beach the other day, the concept of sand and waves, which is so familiar to us as Aussies, was completely foreign to them. And then, of course, the food in the dining hall. You know, they only thought there were five types of food in the world, and to eat a grape was just quite amazing for them. So things we take for granted in our world are really new. They're exposed to for the first time here in the Olympic Village.
I've got a few random questions for you, Fiona, because as I watch the games, there's all kinds of questions that come to my mind. First of all, what kind of food do the athletes get in the athletes' village?
There is everything you can imagine. You walk into the dining hall, it seats 5,000 people.
Wow.
The size of it, you'd fit three aircraft in the big hangar that it is. So the scale of the dining hall is extraordinary. There's every kind of food. There's halal, there's Asian, there's pizza, there's pasta, there's Brazilian, lots of meats, and there's salads. So everything you can imagine they have to cater for.
Mm.
And it's all available 24 hours, free of charge.
That's so good. And another question I have is, how do the javelin throwers get their javelins over to Rio? Because I'm sure it wouldn't fit on a plane.
Well, actually, they do, but in the cargo underneath, not in the regular the regular baggage. And it's not that easy because you need to make sure that the planes are big enough to fit the javelins.
Yes.
So we have had athletes travelling to smaller destinations that don't have the big planes, and it is problematic. So it's a very good question.
And finally, do you think we're going to get another Games in Australia sometime soon? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, soon's a relative term, isn't it?
Right, when it's every 4 years, yes, it is.
They're currently going through the candidate process for 2024. Obviously, Tokyo's in 2020. The strong candidate for 2024 is probably LA or Paris.
Okay.
And then the loser of that's likely to go 2028. So we have been talking about a Queensland bid based around Brisbane and southeast Queensland for 2028 or 2032. It would be wonderful for the Games to come down under again. People speak so fondly of their memories from Sydney 2000. So I'm sure there's a sentiment around the world to bring the Games back to Oz.
Mm. Fiona de Jong, it has been a delight to speak to you this morning, or evening, I guess, for you over in Rio. Thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Have a lovely weekend.